going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The word is business.
Could you repeat the word, please?
Business.
Could I have the origin of the word, please?
All right, welcome on back to Dana and Parks. We're so excited for this hour. We might even play a game later. I don't know. We're here to talk about game night, but specifically what you just heard was one of the funniest Saturday Night Live sketches of all time with one of my favorite Saturday Night Live alums, Will Forte. And we are thrilled that our friend Billy Brimmelcombe is in studio. Oh, just crank it. I make all kinds of noises in here. Is in studio to talk about why Will Forte is coming into town. And I get to go be part of this, and I'm so excited.
You are going to be peers with Will Forte.
He's so much fun.
At this event.
He's so much fun.
He's the funnest.
How do you know all these famous people? I mean, I know you went to school with Sudeikis.
Yeah, well, we met in school era, but yeah, we, I mean, you go through life and have various adventures and you pick up, you know, friends along the way.
You collect Saturday Night Live friends.
I really do. It's on my short list of interests, you know, pizza, blazers with jeans, strawberries and chocolate and picking up SNL friends.
So I told you that I had two favorite Will Forte sketches. One, everyone knows the ESPN analyst that he does with Sudeikis. Yeah. Absolutely hilarious. Yeah. But the spelling bee skit, Sam, do you still have it pulled up? As he starts to spell the word business, it goes off the rails. Keep playing it, Sam. It is so freaking funny.
Comes from the Latin phrase business.
Could I have the definition, please?
Business, one's work or employment.
Could you use it in a sentence, please?
Business, I'm in the insurance business.
Could you spell the word, please?
No.
Could you repeat the word, please?
The word is business.
Business.
There's 30 more seconds of this.
I love him so much.
He's the best.
So he is coming in for a game night. Are we doing a spelling bee?
You never know.
I don't know that we have time.
His history has shown us.
Q.
Yeah.
Q.
game night to benefit Steps of Faith Foundation. It's next Friday, May 2nd.
Friday, May 2nd, and we're going to tell everyone how they can get involved because this is a rare Thunder Gong adjacent event.
Yes.
Where there are still tickets available. Thunder Gong sold out in like, I don't know, quicker than it took Will Forte to spell business.
It almost did, yeah. That'll be back in November. And we've always, what we wanted to do is, you know, the halfway through the year away from Thunder Gong in April.
Yeah.
April is Limb Loss and Limb Difference Awareness Month.
Yep.
We couldn't get the venue in April. That's why it's May 2nd. But we've, fun fact. Turns out, but we've wanted to try to, you know, Thunder Gong is this big celebrity laden party. So we wanted to try to raise money in April without celebrities. We've been unsuccessful. So let's lean into our famous friends. And so, yeah, Will Forte is on Steps of Faith advisory board.
Good.
He's a real sweetheart of a man. And he, we had this idea. We've been trying to think of like, what's another fun way. And so, yeah, it's kind of think just like, you know, remember when like win, lose or draw was on TV and Pictionary and things like that. Hollywood game night. That's really what we're doing.
I would be remiss if I did not mention we just lost the great Wink Martindale.
And this is true.
I would like some sort of mention in his honor for game night because without Tic Tac Doe, I don't know where we would be as an America.
This is a great point. Yes. So in Wink's honor, all to benefit amputees in need for Steps of Faith.
He would be so pro that.
Game night hosted by Will Forte featuring you. Featuring listeners.
I don't know how I got so lucky about this, but I am so thrilled because you know how much I love helping you out, the foundation out. But Will Forte, my God, I love it.
You will think that I'm lying or just saying this to butter you up or for the sake of your listeners, but you were next on my list of people to ask. True story.
You went straight from Will Forte to Dana Wright.
Yeah, I was thinking Will will host, and then I thought who else would be fun? And seriously, you were the next person.
Now we're going to have to widen the door she can leave the studio. What are you doing?
I know. And third?
Was that
third?
Go ahead.
Christo Fernandez.
Oh.
Who might, I don't think he's going to do it.
Oh,
friends,
come on.
So, but even
he
as
was at Thunder Gong.
Yeah, even as of last night, they're like, his schedule's not set yet, but we think he's going to be in Spain. Tell us again the date. I'm like, it's next weekend. So. He's the best. He's like, Billy, you know, I would love to attend and help you.
He's got that long, glorious hair.
He's a very handsome man.
Was one of the stars of Ted Lasso and was at this last Thunder Gong and was very popular.
Yeah.
Very popular.
Yeah.
Was I on your list because I urinated on the set of The Price is Right adjacent to the man model?
Well, everybody, you know, that's game show folklore. Right. So that's part of it.
The fact that you didn't even know that is astounding to me. We're going to get into a little bit about Steps of Faith, but I want people to know there are tickets still available to game night. Come see Billy. Come see Will Forte. I'm just going to be the ding-a-ling that happens to be there, and I'm so honored that you asked. Where do people go to find tickets?
If you go to stepsoffaithfoundation.org, that is our website.
Yes.
There is a link, should be on the front page there.
So, if people are not familiar with Thunder Gong, I always want you to repeat this story. You have helped people globally literally get back on their feet.
Yeah. Well, nationwide, but yes. And some of those people have moved outside of the nation.
The continental United States.
Continental US.
I'm going to go with globally, Billy.
That's fine.
France, Spain.
Bring on the you know, the Vietnamese amputees who ask for our help all the time. But no, our whole thing is it's a tough, the demand is high enough in America. So for now we're here, but Steps of Faith Foundation. We help amputees that have no health insurance and no other way to get prosthetic limbs and get back to work, back to their lives.
Remind everyone, you raised $900,000 through Thunder Gong last year, but remind everyone like some of the crazy statistics with respect to cost, with respect to the number of limbs lost every day. I never believed the number.
I know. I didn't either. And I had to really fact check it at first, you know, but yeah. So 500 people lose a limb every day just in America.
500 people.
A day.
A day.
Right. How many amputees do you know other than me?
You're it, plus the guy that was in the Michael Jackson One show in Vegas, which we'll talk about later.
Oh, right.
So that's two.
Yeah. You told me about this, right?
I did.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, 500 people lose a limb every day just in America.
Most of them not veterans.
Yeah, so very not so fun fact. In modern warfare since 9/11, 1,558 combat veterans. So 500 every day. And since September 11th, 2001, veteran amputations, you know, just over 1,500. So people ask me all the time, where were you in the service? And I was like, I wasn't. I was in the cancer, you know. And then I have to like...
Then there's this really awkward pause.
All the time. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah, love it.
But you know, we shine a very bright light on the military in this country. So people always just assume. Those are the stories you hear the most, veterans and kids. But those numbers are very, 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 very low. They happen, but very, very low. It's diabetes, vascular disease,
car
accidents, motorcycle accidents, in my case, cancer, you know, that kind of thing. So
when we get back, we'll talk a little bit about why there is such a need, because I know people are like, well, doesn't insurance cover that? You would be astounded.
Yeah.
That in some spaces, insurance does not consider a prosthetic limb to be, quote, medically necessary.
Good times.
It is. Wow. Just wow. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how you can get involved with Game Night. It is coming up Friday, May 2nd at the Uptown. I'm so glad we are still at the Uptown. And we'll take some of your calls and questions on the text line, too, if you have them as well. Straight ahead, 913-586-7798. You are listening to Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So tickets are still available if you go to stepsoffaithfoundation.org for Game Night coming up Friday, May 2nd. And I want to let everyone know, like, the Uptown is such a gem here, and we have great fun at Thunder Gong every year there. This is a much more intimate experience with anyone who buys a ticket.
This is in the Valentine Room. So, you know, Uptown, there's the theater, which has been around since the 20s, but then there's also some event spaces within the facility. And so you Thunder Gong big spenders, you know, that's where we do our VIP pre-party in the Valentine Room. So yeah, very small, very intimate. We're just a small handful of people really. So there's only we're most of the way there. It's not sold out yet, but yeah, you get to be up close and personal with all these people like Dana. really, really up in their business.
I'm going to be way in the back, like oohing and aahing at all of the talent around me. You know that. But I'm super excited, and tickets are available. Go to stepsoffaithfoundation.org. And one of the things I've gotten to understand, just as you and I have become friends and worked together a little bit, is that the need for prosthetics, really after age 18, you're screwed. I mean, in a lot of cases, yeah. Because there are children's organizations, Shriners and
Shriners whatnot, is the biggest one.
Is the biggest one that will help the children.
Yeah.
Once you're 18 and or you age out of your parents' insurance, and you have seen this happen, Billy, time and time again. And just because you age out of your parents' insurance doesn't mean that you stop growing, that your needs stop with the prosthetic. They are incredibly expensive.
Yes. Just like eggs and everything yeah. else.
They're not as expensive as eggs, but
anything medical is expensive. You know, and I always say it's like, if you ever had a Tylenol in the hospital,
yeah.
look out.
Yeah.
You know, it's more than a bottle of Tylenol. So yes, prosthetics can range anywhere from, I mean, $5,000 on the absolute cheap end. It's usually more than that these days, all the way up to, you know, over $100,000. The thing I wear, and I have health insurance, is $60,000. And I always tell people, again, prosthetic limbs are not a luxury, period. Not a luxury.
You don't get to choose the one you want because it looks cool.
Well, there's some of that if you're lucky enough to have health insurance. But my whole thing is, it's not like, oh, you have a $60,000 leg, but you could have a $5,000. It's not like I could drive a Honda but choose a Ferrari.
You don't get to choose your price point.
That doesn't apply to this. You know what I mean? There's a lot of different prosthetic parts because there's a lot of different human parts. I have the thing that makes the most sense for my body. And so we're helping people that have no option. They've lost a limb. They want to get back to work, but they can't get back to work until they've lost a leg, but they can't pay for it until they're, you know? So it's like, I don't know if anybody, you know, has watched the news, not even recently, in the last 30 to 40 to 50 years, health insurance is a mess.
Yeah.
Health, quote unquote, care in this country is a corrupt system. Story for another time, maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's an issue. Not everybody can afford health insurance. And also Medicaid, which is health insurance in some states, you know, that's all state by state. So yeah. Some states Medicaid does not cover prosthetic care for adults.
So it's when you told me that, I was like, you got, and then I started Googling it. There was a story in this last year. I sent it to you, and it was a little girl.
Oh yeah.
Insurance did not consider her prosthetic to be medically necessary. She was like 11 years old.
Yeah.
And I sent that to you, and I go, I know you're going to make this, it's going to make you mad. And I don't send you this to make you mad, but it makes me mad. Yeah. They had to do like a bake sale to help fundraise for for that child.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. You know, you don't have to, people aren't usually like, man, I really got to fight to get my
leg
to get my knee replacement.
Bingo.
People don't argue about that, you know, or any other sort of reconstructive surgeries or things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. But I have a knee replacement. It's just on the outside versus the inside.
Yeah.
What is the disconnect here? So we have a very broken healthcare system. That's not my opinion. If your eyes are open and you're paying attention, that's true. Doctors agree. So, all that to say, the demand for what we do is like through the roof. You know, there's people that are insured because they have Medicaid. Like I said, Medicaid, Texas, for instance, very large state. Medicaid does not cover prosthetic care for adults. Yeah. So we help a ton of people in Texas.
You also started partnering with prosthetic. What's the very fancy word for the doctor that does the prosthetic things?
It's very close to the word prosthetic. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Prosthetist.
Okay. You started working with the prosthetistists.
Yes.
And they now are helping you find patients. Like here.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're the middlemen and women in this scenario.
Yeah.
So we connect the people that need our help in Kansas City,
and beyond.
Austin, Texas, all over the country, if they don't already have a prosthetist, we connect them with one, and those amazing people donate their time, and then they tell us what parts they need to make up the prosthetic limbs.
Yep.
We have an account. We have accounts with the two largest prosthetic distribution companies in the country, which is where the prosthetists order the parts as well.
Yeah.
So we get all this. The donor's dollar goes a long way. We get all this stuff at wholesale. Prosthetist tells us what they need. We ship it to them.
Yep.
Bing, bang, boom. People are on their feet out the door.
Tell everyone about Grace that we met this last Thunder Gong.
Yeah, yeah. Grace has been in here with me, and we helped her a while back. So yeah, Grace was born in another country. She was adopted. She was born with what we call a limb difference. The language has changed. It used to be congenital amputee, but that's incorrect language. So, you know, she was born with basically like a really, really short leg with a foot. And so I had to have this crazy surgery.
Wow.
And yeah, was on her parents' insurance as long as she could be. And then was basically like duct taping her prosthetic leg together.
I remember her saying that. She was using tape to keep it together.
And she's so sweet. She's saying all this matter of fact. Now, Grace would not confess to be a dancer, but she runs an Irish dance studio with her family. And so she's traveling. She's walking around all over the place and was just in like crazy pain all the time. You know, it's like, when you get a new car, hopefully you don't have to go back to the mechanic for a while. But eventually, you got to go. And so prosthetic limbs are the same. Back to the car analogies.
How long does yours last?
So mine are about 5 years. I got 6 out of the last one, and it was getting a little buggy and starting to be a little unsafe, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's a microprocessor. There's a computer in it. And again, this isn't a luxury. It's not like, it doesn't like, you know, make my breakfast.
Right.
You know, how can I serve you?
It doesn't work like that.
It's not playing, you know, what Led Zeppelin song I want to listen to right now. It's just functioning closer to a real knee, to where I can walk downstairs leg over leg. I can walk down hills, things like that. So yeah. I mean, I charge it at night. You know, it's like, thank God this technology exists. This is what I should have. You know, we had a guy, this is totally out of the normal bounds of what we do. But after all the terrible wildfires in the LA area.
Yeah.
At the suggestion of a board member who lives in LA, we just put out an APB online. Like, hey, if you or your neighbor or somebody else lost everything, including a prosthetic limb in that fire.
Oh my gosh.
Let us know. And we've had a couple people reach out. And there was a guy who had wonderful health insurance, had upper extremity, arm amputee, had several of them, you know, lost 3 or 4 of them in the fire.
In the wildfire.
And so we're trying to figure out how to work with people to get stuff donated, because he, you know, he wears the thing where it's called a myoelectric hand. So like the fingers articulate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, which arm did you lose that you use the most? Cause I'm not sure if we can, those are very, very, very expensive. And so he was like, well, that one. I'm like, okay.
Right.
And then as he's like, tie my shoes and all this stuff. It's like, well, this man should have that. He should have as many of those as he needs.
Right.
You know? So we're trying to figure out how to make that
work. I think it was Sudeikis last year that said at the fundraiser, you're literally giving people a hand.
Yeah.
That's literally what you're doing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Giving people an arm and a leg without it costing an arm and a leg is the other thing he says.
So, I absolutely love it. All right. Yeah. So go to stepsoffaithfoundation.org. Stepsoffaithfoundation.org. There are still tickets available for game night. It is Friday, May 2nd. Very intimate setting. This is not in the main theater. I'll be there. Johnny Dare will be there. Lindsay Shively will be there. Who else did you?
Krista Tatchell,
who I've known for years,
yes,
will be there.
George Karloftis, Daniel Shalloway from Sporting.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you just drop a Chiefs player's
name? I may or may not
just
have.
Like right under the wire.
Yeah. This is, by the way, this is also I think people don't, you know, we've never done this before. This is a family friendly thing.
Okay.
Know? So this is, you know, maybe rated PG. Right.
Okay.
So we're having fun. You know, my kids are going to be there, and it's going to be, I mean, it's not like a children's event, but
no.
I'm just saying, like, it's not, you don't have to, if you're on the fence, we've got a few questions about this. You know, I mean, it is, we always say with Thunder Gong that there is occasionally rated R language.
Right.
That sometimes happens, sometimes doesn't, but it's also, you know, and teens come to that. Their parents are like, oh, they're fine. They can cut,
sure.
Or whatever. But this is, you know, we're, it's sunny, it's light, it's fun, it's silly. It's Pictionary. Come on.
I will be there, and I will promise you I will not pee my pants on stage, even when I get to see George Karloftis. He'd probably appreciate
that. Sometimes you can't control that. You can control your language. You know, you're on the radio for a living.
I can be good.
Sometimes as we get older,
it happens.
You can't control your pee.
I always tell ladies, after 4 children, you can jump up and down, and you can laugh really hard. But over 40, you cannot jump up and down and laugh really hard.
And don't sneeze.
Thank you for joining us today. Everyone go to stepsoffaithfoundation.org and click on the link. You will see it right then and there. It says Game Night, presented by the Steps of Faith Foundation. Click on Game Night, featuring Will Forte, and we will see you all next Friday.
Woohoo!
You made it!
I was wondering, how long can one play a song before I get back upstairs?
Well, the answer is about 10 more seconds.
Did you sneeze and jump up and down and
I did.
To go take a break?
I absolutely did.
I came over the loudspeaker in the newsroom and I said, Dan, I think I'm going to need you on this one. I don't know where she's at. Hey there.
You know what the funniest thing is about that video at the very end? If you look this up, and it's been, what, 7 years or 6 years since that dumb game show aired? In the video, it's when it's slowed down at the very end, Dan, you will see, if you like really look at my mouth, I say, I'm peeing my pants.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm laughing so hard. And that darling little man model is standing right next to me. And I'm like, yep, here it goes.
And ladies, all he's thinking is, get away from me, you ladies, crazy lady.
You know,
clean up
know.
On aisle three.
And he didn't have a shirt on because the other lady was bidding on a catamaran, which, can we just talk about that? Has anyone in the world, for any reason, ever legitimately needed a catamaran, like on a game show? There's tiny things, right?
Oh, a little personal one for
you can't
your,
ship
your
it back.
Lake.
Like, all I've told you this before, all of the crap that you win on those shows is just tax debt. That's all it is.
Yeah. It's office, promotional materials.
Office furniture brought to you by the catamaran.
Well, do you remember Wheel of Fortune when they used to actually pick out items?
On the rotating stage?
That's right.
Dan, yes, I do.
I'll take the ceramic leopard for 200, please.
I will say I've had one experience riding on one of those nets between the two. What would those be called?
Yeah, what are those?
Bows?
The nets, and then they've got the, well, I'll just tell you, it's the one in Jaws that the shark comes up and kills everybody.
I have ridden on one of those nets before, and it was a pretty awesome experience. So you asked, why does anybody need a catamaran? I mean,
that would be
if
why.
You're offering, I'll take it.
Oh, yeah, catamarans are fun. I've been on them.
No, I'm
what
good.
Do they call those? Pontoons? What do they call those?
No, pontoons are bigger. You have to tell
the
us on
net?
The text line. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, the
I
net
don't know what
is
they call
between
it.
The two flotation portions of the boat. Anyway.
I'm going to get eaten by a shark.
Da-dum.
Even in a lake, I don't like it.
Webbing?
Yeah, webbing.
Trampoline?
It's like a trampoline
no.
webbing. You're absolutely right. I don't think they call it a trampoline, but...
No, I think they do.
You're in the wheelhouse there, Dan.
Yeah.
We have a dad who has been arrested. Sam found this story, and I'm like, wait, what? A dad has been arrested by environmental officials after fatally shooting a black bear that came within feet of his children. It's in Connecticut. I cannot believe this. Because usually, you know what Scott always says, leave the wildlife alone. They're just, wildlife is doing what wildlife is going to do. If a bear comes within feet of your children, do you not have the right to shoot that bear?
And if I remember correctly, the bear was approaching the children. It wasn't like it was, you know, sitting and facing away from the children and they just happened to be close. The kids were fearful.
His name is Todd Topics. He told WFSB that he was jostled awake by his pregnant wife in August. A bear had come up to their two kids as they played in the garage of their home. It also started chasing their dog up a tree. He walked right into the garage with people in there. He did not care. So who knows what would have happened next time. Topic says he fired a few warning shots into the air. Oh, God, please don't do that. Into the air, sending the bear running into the woods, only realizing the next day he had unintentionally hit the bear. A neighbor apparently alerted police to the dead bear. He says the Department of Environmental Protection contacted me, said, hey, since you shot the bear and killed it, we have to arrest you and charge you with the illegal taking of a bear.
Obviously, he didn't have a tag. It wasn't bear hunting season.
Well, but why would he be charged if now if you had said to me he was charged for shooting a gun up in the air because you're an idiot if you do that, I get it. I would much rather him aim and shoot at the bear than fire up into the air, Blair's Law.
A law passed in 2023 says that people can kill a bear in self-defense if they reasonably believe that the animal is about to inflict bodily harm to a human, injure or kill a person's pet, or enters a building occupied by a person's. It entered the garage. It chased the dog up the tree. And it was within feet of the children.
I think this one's going to get remedied. I think this is going to work itself out.
Did you guys also see the viral video of the, are they alligators or crocodiles just going right on up to a house? Did you see that video, Sam?
Yeah, I did.
It's two of them. It's two of them, like they're twins. They go up to the house and crawl up the door, Dan. I think it was in Florida.
It looks like they were trying to open the door with
one of their
hands.
Looks like they are trying to open the door. And one of the homeowners said, look, we are now building where all of these wild creatures once called home.
Well, that would be the entire state of Florida.
So you are going to end up having these encounters, except she said they're getting smarter. They're looking for food. They are getting smarter.
And they can climb.
Who would have thought they could climb? I'm telling you, when you get home, look up that video. It is the craziest thing you will see all day.
By the way, they rang the doorbell as well.
Yes, one of them, the Ring doorbell camera got it.
Back to the black bears. I believe it is black bear migration season here in the state of Missouri. Most of them reside south of I-40, I-44.
Okay.
But sometimes the younger males will venture north, and so they always suggest to make sure you don't leave any food out because a fed bear is a dead bear. If the bear comes up and doesn't find any food, doesn't find a mate, they'll go back south.
We don't have them around here, do we?
Sometimes.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
In
they typically stay in the southern half of the state, but they will follow the wood lines up north as they look for food and potential friends.
So in my mature age, we have started watching Our Planet again at night because it's much more calming than watching something stupid like the news. And we were watching last night about the great migration of animals across our globe. Mm-hmm. And they followed, oh my gosh, bears, penguins, lynx. They just follow. I've got to look that up, that Our Planet, when they did it, and there's several seasons of it, they must have planted thousands of cameras in the wild and gone through hundreds of thousands of hours of footage to catch what they caught. It's not like there are photogs leaning down with a camera toward a bear.
Wildlife videography and photography.
Yes, they strategically place these.
Passionate calling.
Oh my gosh, we watched that thing for 2 hours last night. Sam, it was incredible.
It looks like that the moose show in Sweden.
Okay, I missed that. Is that a real thing?
Yeah,
it is. They broadcast it live on a TV station in Sweden.
The moose just going right on through.
Doing the great moose migration, yeah.
Moose doing what moose
meese.
Do.
Is it moose, meese?
It's also the same thing with the cameras on the eagle's nest. Some say it's an old wives' tale. I've never really been able to find a definite answer, yes or no. But the theory is that if you get too close to the nest, they will abandon that nest. So they have to put the cameras on a tree, obviously a taller tree, that's a good distance away, and then zoom in on the nest.
My mom always says when she's watching nature shows, we will watch this until an animal dies, and then I'm not watching it any longer. I will tell you, you would not be watching Our Planet very long if you are shying away from animal death. The circle of life is on full display, and one of them is an eagle, you guys. And there's this goose migration, right? So picture like 96 trillion geese out of a scene of Hitchcock's The Birds.
Like what happens every year.
In the air. And they all end up on this ice floe. I mean, millions of these geese. The eagles are so smart. The bald eagles. They dive down to get all of the geese in a panic. And so what happens is the billions of geese on this huge ice floe at once, Sam, all freak out and fly up into the air. And this is so sad, but sort of funny, but sort of sad.
Why is it sad? It's
just
nature.
Listen, they freak out. They all go flying up into the air. And then so you're thinking, okay, what does the eagle go down and get the one who doesn't fly away? No, 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 no. There are so many of them, they start colliding like a mid-air goose car wreck. When they collide, they fall. And the bald eagles swoop down and get the ones with the broken legs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Oh, Sam, I was like, no way.
Wow. Speaking of eagles, and I'm not sure if this is an eagle or not, but my girlfriend and I, we had our balcony door open last night, and we were just watching Netflix. Mm-hmm. And we start to hear a commotion outside of our balcony. You know, there's a wooded area right next to our apartment building, so we hear a lot of bird noises quite often. But we couldn't help but notice, and it went on for about 20 minutes before we finally went outside to investigate what the heck is going on. And by the time I pulled my phone out, it stopped happening. But I did capture a few seconds of what the sound that they were making.
Let her rip.
That high-pitched screaming sound, and it went further away once I got my phone out. A branch fell. There was a lot of commotion, and you could still continue to hear it.
Okay, when you played that for me out in the newsroom, it sounded like screaming. Like, yeah, almost like a monkey in the wild.
Oh, is that a rabbit?
No way.
Those were up in the tree.
Oh, okay.
We did some research. We know there's a couple of bald eagles' nests in the area, and apparently if they are in distress, they make a similar sound. We found some YouTube videos of them making a similar sound. We are just wondering what a bald eagle got in a fight with in the woods behind our house.
I would not be playing that on high def out of your apartment, or you're going to get one of those things on your balcony. Someone is in distress. We're coming, Sam.
I mean, it was wild. It went on, like I said, it went on for like 20 minutes, and I never figured out what it was. It was pitch black outside.
All right, when we get back, I'm going to tell you this story, too. I can't believe we're talking about birds, but we are. We now have pigeons that have decided to make a home on our balcony. How do I know this, Dan? They have left behind mounds of evidence.
You could probably go into business selling it.
I
thought they didn't fly that high.
I was told they did not. They are now out there. Every time I open the door, they kind of look at me. And then they'll fly away, and they always come back. There's a pair of them. One hangs out on the left. One hangs out on the right. My cat is going out of his mind.
We get pigeons down in the West Bottoms often.
There are droppings everywhere. I think I need to get one of those owl things.
The fifth floor. Oh, yeah.
Do you have an owl?
I'm not sure if we have an owl. I'm sure there's one around. But
does that work? Like, you know what I'm talking about? Those ridiculous plastic owls that blow over in high winds that Scott calls a tornado?
Right. Get one of those.
I think they do work.
Oh my gosh, I ought to steal Scott's.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so down for that.
He's on vacation.
I know. It's even better. Are you kidding me? 913-586-7798. We'll be back with much more Straight Ahead. Our birders are coming out of the woodwork, and I'm here for that. Sam had the old caw-caw-caw, caw-caw-caw outside of his window.
Welcome back to our planet as we try to figure out the screeching sound that Sam heard outside of his balcony last night.
When you are trying to wind down at night, do you know who voices the latest Our Planet? It's David, is it Attenborough?
Attenborough?
He's a very British, very calming voice.
This is the sound that Sam heard.
Now, that sounds like terror. I don't know what it is, but people are calling. Let's go to Joel in Overland Park. Hello, Joel. Can you identify that bird, please?
Good afternoon, you guys. I was just thinking, eagles aren't nocturnal, so they would have been nesting at that time or roosting. But owls this time of year are all wanting to have boyfriends and girlfriends, and maybe it could have been a barred owl or a screech owl arguing.
A screech owl arguing, Sam. Did you think about that?
Well, Joel, I took to the internet and I found a video.
So it's just a guess.
Oh God, that is something. That is something. That's a lot.
The epic music to go along with it kind of ruins it, but I don't think it was that. Somebody also said on the text line that it could have been raccoons fighting, but it was much louder than this noise.
I wouldn't want to hear that outside of my door.
I mean, it was echoing across between the two apartment buildings.
Zoo over at Sam's house. Mm-hmm. Speaking of zoo, very important update that I know you guys have been just waiting to hear. Tiger King star Joe Exotic got married behind bars this week. And Tiger saw, man. Oh, man. God bless him. Tiger King Joe Exotic has gotten married again while locked up in prison to an inmate doing time for immigration crimes. The incarcerated former zookeeper shared a picture with his new husband. Tuesday night, they were posing together in tuxedos and plain white hats with white boutonnieres to match. I have never been more proud of someone, wrote the Netflix star, whose real name is Joseph Maldonado Passage. Exotic posted back in October that the pair was engaged. And how long is he behind bars, Sam?
If you remember, he was put behind bars for the attempt to pay somebody to take out that bee, Carol Baskins.
He is currently serving a 21-year sentence for plotting to hire a hitman to murder Big Cat arch rival Carol Baskin. Mm. And for violating federal wildlife laws. Don't forget about that.
Well, you know, he did see a tiger. A tiger saw a man, and now he's married, but he didn't get that pardon.
No, he did not. He was asking for one, wasn't he? I feel like we've all selectively blocked out the Tiger King experience because it was so crazy. It was during the pandemic.
Oh, it took America by storm.
Like, I feel like if you went back and watched that today, we would be like, what? Why did we watch this?
I like to call it brain rot. Good old
exactly
brain rot.
What it was. There's a story in our stack today. We'll get to it coming up about doom scrolling. Speaking of brain rot, is there a way to trick your phone to stop sending you the doom? I want to talk about that, but I can't really concentrate when I'm listening to this glory of a hit. I saw Tiger and Tiger saw man. Also, my alma mater in the news, and I'm not talking about KU. My God, my high school alma mater.
Dumb.
That's in the stack as well. We'll get to it straight ahead on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.